Mr. President designate, let me congratulate you on the assumption of your responsibility as the chair of the 14th Annual Conference of the High Contracting Parties to Protocol 5. You can rest assured of our delegation's full support and cooperation. Italy aligns itself with the statement of the European Union. Let me add some remarks in my national capacity. Article 4. The Italian Joint Chiefs of Staff Directive laying out provisions on Protocol 5 implementation lists the measures to be adopted at the end of hostilities in order to facilitate the operations of marking, clearance, removal, and destruction of ERWs. Information on ordnance placement is usually exchanged among conflict parties at the end of hostilities. There are differences, however, according to the kind of conflict. Information exchanged in the case of state-to-state conflicts is generally more reliable than that exchanged in case of a conflict between a state and non-state actors. The above-mentioned directive also details the measures that the Italian armed conflict forces must implement in military operation theaters to reduce the risks to civilians deriving from the presence of ERWs. These include assessing threats and setting intervention priorities, marking, fencing, and clearing contaminated areas, recording and updating information relating to the use and stockpiling of ERWs, adopting necessary preventive measures for protection of civilians through awareness-raising campaigns, info operation through brochures, videos, and radios, for which civil-military cooperation is fundamental. Regarding more specifically clearance operations, the first step consists in an assessment of the risks linked to the technical specification of the ordnance, whether conventional or improvised. In this last case, the lack of standardization poses obvious increased risks. Subsequently, and according to the situation, either the relevant ERW is removed from the urban area or it is detonated, deflagrated on site. The extent of civilian evacuation measures depends on the feasibility of risk mitigating measures, such as the building of sandbag barriers able to reduce the shock wave of the explosion, possible impacts on the environment of different ERW disposal mechanisms are also taken into consideration. Thank you.